Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Thank you.
Good afternoon and welcome to Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, presented as ever by Michael Coates and me, your host for the first hour of the show this week. And of course, my name is still John Yule. Thanks for being there. I hope you've got the time to listen to the entire show with Michael and myself this week, or at least if you're busy in the house, try and keep an ear out for us while you're going around your duties. I'm going to play slightly older stuff over the next few weeks. I've been playing a lot of new releases recently, especially the last 3 weeks. So I'm going to go back a few years more over the next few weeks on the programme. In fact, a few decades over three or four, 30 years, something like that, from time to time. Right, we began with Round Again, an album which featured Joshua Redman on tenor, Brad Mahelieu on piano, Christian McBride on bass, and Brian Blade on drums, an album recorded at Sears Sound Studio C in New York during the 25th and 26th of September 2019. This was the first gathering of this lineup after a number of years. They'd played together some time previously, I think about 15 years earlier. Reunions appeared to be in vogue in the 2010s, and here was an example. The album we heard was called Floppy Disk, and it was composed by Christian McBride, as you may have gathered, because he featured himself rather strongly on it. In fact, all the tracks on this session were composed by the musicians themselves. Last week we heard from young pianist and arranger Stephen Fiveke's big band. Here the band provides a setting for the young singer Veronica Swift, a girl with a very ambitious mother, as I have observed when I've seen them before shows in the past. This is a song which of course comes from My Fair Lady, Luna and Lowe's show, and is On the Street Where You Live. I played this track, which was recorded at Sears Sounds in January 29 at a Jazz Society meeting once, when the gentleman remarked that this wasn't very much like Vic Damone's version. He wasn't half kidding.
I have often walked down the street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once am I several stories. Are there lilac trees in the... ¶¶ I have often walked down the street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once am I several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live. Are there lilac trees in the heart of town? Can you hear a lark in any other part of town? Does enchantment time go by. I won't care if I can be here on the street where you live. Thank you.
Apologies for having to take two attempts at playing that track to you, but I'm certain you will agree it was well worth it. On the Street Where You Live from Veronica Swift, and the tenor solo there was from Andrew Guttormos. A real legend of the San Francisco ever large Latin following is percussionist and bandleader Pete Escovedo, whose career included a number of years with Carlos Santana. Last year, aged 89, he staged a nationwide retirement tour, which I've noticed is also continuing on to this year as well. I hope Tyson Fury has better luck with his retirement. This is a recording made at the Fantasy Studios in Berkeley in 1996, or at least it was released in 1996. Solos here from Robbie Cook on flugelhorn, Sheila E. on drums, who's done very well for herself since this album was recorded, along with Murray Lowe on piano and Pete Escovedo himself on the timbalas. This is the title track from the album then. It's called Flying South.
Thank you.
On Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, this is Swing Time with me, your host for this first hour of the programme, John Yule. A highly broadcastable album, which I played on a number of occasions, and indeed it's played on a large number of stations as well, including this one. This is an album called Preaching to the Choir from alto player Vincent Herring, along with Cyrus Chestnut on piano, Yoshuma Nakamura on bass and Jonathan Blake on drums. An album recorded at Smoke in New York City in 2020. I've played nearly every track from this CD on the show, but not this one. This is the number which was a massive hit and indeed a composition from Lionel Richie. This is Hello, played by Vincent Herring. Thank you. Beautiful playing from Vincent Herring. And also Cyrus Chestnut, I thought, on piano as well. We haven't featured Tony Bennett, I don't think, since my tribute show at the time of his passing. Let's put things right with one of my favourite albums from his later Columbia period. An album called Here's to the Ladies, in which the great female vocalists of the last century are paid tribute to, and specifically here, Ella Fitzgerald. This is a number called You Showed Me the Way, which goes right back to 1937 and Ella's days in the Chick Webb band. The song is accredited to Ella Fitzgerald and Chick Webb and Bobby Green and Teddy McRae, so it may be a question of how the work was actually carved up there. And ironically, Billie Holiday recorded this number a month before Ella did. We hear Tony Bennett on vocal with his regular trio at the time, Ralph Sharon on piano, Douglas Richardson on bass and Clayton Cameron on drums, with a string arrangement by George Calandrelli. This was released in 1995. You Showed Me the Way from Tony Bennett.
I used to wonder if life could be worthwhile. If there was some way I'd ever rate a smile. Love had no meaning until you happened by. If life's worth living, there's every reason why. You showed me the way. When I was someone in distress, a heart in search of happiness, 'cause you showed me the way. My skies were so gray, I never knew I'd feel a thrill. I couldn't dream a dream until you showed me the way. The moment you found me, the shadows around me just disappeared from view. The world became rosy, each corner so cozy, darling, all because of you. Oh, you showed me the way. And if I learned that love can be paradise for you and me, here's all I can say. You showed me the way. Thank you. shadows around me just disappeared from view. The world became so rosy, each corner so cozy, darling, all because of you. You showed me the way, and if I've learned that love can be a paradise for you and me, 'cause here's all I can say, you show me the
right, time for the gig guide this week. Things still a little bit quiet after the Christmas and New Year period. Jazz at the Lascar tomorrow evening, Wednesday the 15th of January, features the outstanding guitarist Stuart McCallum, a long-standing Lascar favourite, along with Jeff Guntran on tenor, Pete Turner on bass and Luke Flowers on drums. Guitars to the front also at the Chesterfield Jazz presentation at the Old House on Thursday the 16th. The guitarist appearing there is Mike Outram, who I assume will be appearing with the Wendy Kirkland Trio. And just the one more gig this week, Nicola Farnan and her trio are making a comparatively rare Sheffield appearance on Sunday afternoon at the Courtyard Cafe and Bar Attercliffe. Now, this is a ticketed event, and the last time I checked, it was nearly a sellout, so you might want to see if you can get a ticket at this late stage for that gig on Sunday afternoon. The actual cafe will be open, I understand, from 1 o'clock, but it isn't essential to make a purchase at the cafe. The actual show itself will start at 3. So that's Nicola Farnan at the Courtyard Cafe and Bar in Attercliffe on Sunday afternoon. Now Andre Previn on the Deutsche Grammophon label, but he's playing the piano in the mother style we expect him to on Swing Time. This is a 1995 recording, his own composition called Lickety Split. With Andre Previn on this session from 1995, we hear Ray Brown on bass, Grady Tate on drums, and a former regular visitor to the Les Gorman Del Lowe on guitar. Here, from their album of the score from Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein's classic musical 1927 Showboat, is Why Do I Love You?
Thank you.
for the first time in well over a year, Terence Blanchard's masterly album, Jazz in Film, a reimagination of film music from the film noir period mainly, with the use of some overdubbing and electric strings. I don't normally like electronic strings, but I must say a superb job has been done on the mixing of this. We're going to hear the theme from A Streetcar Named Desire, Alex North's score to the 1951 version of Tennessee Williams' play, a play which you can see in the Crucible's own production here in Sheffield, which will be running from the 1st to the 29th of March. This recording was made in March 1998 at Signet Soundtracks in Los Angeles, and we hear solos from Terence Blanchard on trumpet, Donald Harrison on alto, Steve Turay on trombone, Kenny Kirkland on piano, Reginald Veal on bass, and Carl Allen on drums. This is A Streetcar Named Desire. That just about rounds up the first hour of Swing Time with me, John Yule, for this week. Stand by for Michael Coates taking over at the top of the hour and taking us there, Fooling Myself, played for us and sung for us now by Shirley Horn.
I tell myself I'm through with you, and I'll have nothing more to do with you. I stay away, but every day I'm just fooling myself. I tell my friends that I don't care. I shrug my shoulders at the whole affair. But they all know it isn't so. I'm just fooling myself. Every time I pass, I see my face in a looking glass. I tip my hat and say, how do? You fool, you're throwing your life away. I'm acting gay, I'm acting proud. And every time I see you in a crowd, I may pretend, but it's the end. I'm just fooling myself.